First, we asked around to see what people in DeKalb thought about the job President Trump has done so far.
He's not being criticized enough compared to the previous president who couldn't do anything without it being questioned.
I keep hearing people say, oh, he'll get used, you know, he's still learning. No, he's still learning. He should have known all this before he started. But, you know, it's what America voted for, and that's what our country's about.
Once people realize they got to get out their bed and put the phone down, then a lot of changes will be made.
That was Janila Jennings, Juliet Rigdon, and Christian Foster. Ever since last fall's election, it seems that more and more people are getting out of bed and maybe even using that smartphone to connect with others with similar political leanings. So we ran it by Paul Stoddard, who chairs the DeKalb County Democratic Party, and Jim Thompson, the Winnebago County Republican Party chairman. About those first 100 days of the Trump administration, here's Paul Stoddard in the Democrats' corner.
Personally, I have a very difficult time seeing anything he's actually accomplished. There's been no legislation. His signature campaign promises have gone nowhere so far. Whether or not you agree with his platform, what he ran on, I just don't see that he's actually accomplished anything yet.
Jim Thompson, representing Winnebago County Republicans.
I think a lot of people who supported him in the general election did so with the thought that he would either slow or reverse some things that were done by the prior administration, and I think that he's certainly taken some significant steps in doing so.
Differences aside, there's something both local Republicans and Democrats have to give President Trump credit for.
His election has really sparked a lot of activity at the grassroots level.
Increased numbers at our meetings. We've had increased people that want to become precinct committee men or other volunteers.
So it's amazing, frankly.
Jim Thompson says the excitement that started with Republican wins last fall has carried through the first 4 months of this year.
We've gotten more telephone traffic to our office headquarters. We've had many people reach out to us to get more involved in the organization, actually become precinct committeemen. We have doubled the number of precinct committeemen from those that were elected just over a year ago in March of 2016. And I think there's just some more general excitement as to what the future may hold.
While Democrats are experiencing a different kind of excitement, the results have been the same, according to Paul Stoddard.
Our meetings, probably we get triple the number of people showing up as did before November. There are various grassroots groups that have sprung up, a couple of indivisible groups in the area. There's a group that was started by at least one, maybe two people, I think, who were involved in the Women's March right after the inauguration. And they were so charged up by what happened there that they started a group, which I think is 200 or 300 strong, has subcommittees looking at various issues. I mean, really an incredible amount of activity.
So who are all these newly motivated, charged up Democrats?
Everybody. Single mothers, academicians, people who work in box stores, just pretty much any walk of life, any age, young people, older people, retirees. I think they're people who've always held more liberal views and have maybe felt like the country was going in the right direction. We'd have our step backs from a liberal standpoint, but I think never really felt that the, quote, liberal agenda, unquote, was under serious attack until last election's results. And I think people are very concerned that a lot of the things people have been fighting for, equal rights for women and for racial minorities, for LGBTQ plus folks, that, you know, these gains are now being threatened. And people don't want to see those gains threatened. They think that all those things were done correctly, and they want to see them maintained, and they want to see further advances made in those directions. And never before have we felt as threatened that that might not happen.
The wave of Republicans finding inspiration in President Trump's election may not be marching in the streets, But Thompson says they're showing their enthusiasm by becoming involved in the party and other conservative organizations.
Some of them are middle-aged people that I think President Trump resonates with as far as looking out for and being concerned about standard Americans as opposed to this class or a different class. And I think we've also had a number of people that are under the age of 30, and that really bodes well for not only our area, but also for our organization.
Thompson says he's hearing that the issue motivating these active newcomers is a traditional one.
Making sure that the government doesn't overreach. We, you know, those that are tend to support our party believe in limited government and want to see a more, a streamlined approach from Washington, whether it's looking at the proposed tax plan that has, I think, three tax brackets instead of seven, or whether it's, you know, focusing on our defense strategies as opposed to other things that again, prior administrations did. I think that's probably the underlying theme among both middle-aged and younger people that are getting more involved.
Stoddard says that for Democrats, the issue is Donald Trump.
You know, a lot of them, you know, I think are very concerned about what he has proposed in terms of health care and defunding Planned Parenthood, which most people see as a genuine provider of health care for women's issues, and, you know, the Affordable Care Act, access to affordable health care in this country for everybody is obviously threatened every time we turn around. You know, people are, I think, when they look at the president, they're not convinced that he really knows what he's doing, that he understands the ramifications of what he says. He himself seems to admit that he doesn't get what's going on, that healthcare is much more complicated than he could have ever imagined, that the presidency was actually hard work. This seems to come as a surprise to him. And so when people see that, I think, you know, that they're very concerned about who's running the country these days. And, you know, it's one thing if the president is maybe not where you want him to be. It's another thing when his party acts as enablers rather than as a check on a president who maybe isn't going in the right direction.
Looking ahead to the next 100 days and beyond, Republicans like Jim Thompson are enjoying the ride and the feeling that their issues are getting pushed forward.
I am pleased with the fact that we have a new Supreme Court justice, so that's one hurdle that we don't have to deal with. In the next 100 days, I'd like to see continued efforts on tax reform as well as health care reform. And I think those are both big targets for President Trump.
Democrat Paul Stoddard says he hopes cooler heads will prevail as we get into the next 100 days of the Trump presidency.
The best thing I could hope for out of this administration, well, two things, is the president actually learns the job and starts to govern like we expect presidents to govern. Or two, that, you know, the parties recognize that this governing from the extremes, catering to the extreme wings of the parties, is not getting us anywhere. And we're, you know, and this is being illustrated, I think, today. And, you know, if Congress can come to their senses, if Springfield can come to their senses, we can, you know, start moving forward again. But it just doesn't feel like we're doing that these days.
I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.